Hello, hello. Nice to see you all, lovely ladies. So let's just recap. Does anyone have any questions about what's been covered so far in week one and week two?
I just had a question about supplements.
Great. Dive on in whilst anyone else has a look.
So I'm taking the marine phytoplankton. Is it worth taking extra omegas on top, or do I not need to?
You won't need extra omegas. The marine phytoplankton from the Powerfully Pure range basically is going to be giving you some folate, but not all the folate you necessarily need. But if you're having lemon peel, you're having methylfolate, you're having green leafy vegetables, then you've got the folate quota. Your EPAs are definitely all covered. Your omegas are definitely all covered. You've got all the extra things as well, like the 18 essential amino acids, which is what you need for your proteins.
I'm taking folate on top, but is that okay? That's because I might not necessarily get enough through food.
Exactly. So what type of folate? What's the ingredients?
The one, Solgar, I think. The one that you recommended.
Oh, I must have recommended that ages ago, did I?
No, just recently you said to flip between the folate, Solgar, and another one, which was mitofolate or something.
Methylfolate. Yeah. Oh, did I say Solgar? I meant Viridian. I don't know the Solgar ingredients. If you can read them to me. I am weary of Solgar. I do still buy a couple of their products because Holland and Barrett bought out Solgar. And okay. I just worry about the genuine ingredients. I think maybe things are being...
I'll send you a picture of the ingredients.
Yes.
Otherwise, you said Viridian.
Viridian, yeah. Viridian literally is lemon peel, organic lemon peel in a capsule.
Okay.
So again, you could just do that yourself, or if it's easier, have a capsule. But the methylfolate as well, because basically we're always methylating to help to detoxify and to draw in the phytonutrients that we need. Some of us have difficulties. What I'd suggest that you do is cycle. Now, when I say cycle, it means, you know, you have a couple from this supplement, then a couple from that supplement. So cycle you could cycle daily, you could cycle weekly, you could cycle monthly, or just have one and then have another, have one and then finish that and then have another. So that's what cycle means. Just changing things around a little bit, which is what you'd get anyway if you were having this in real food form as opposed to food grade supplements.
And the other thing was probiotics. Should we be taking a probiotic?
100%. Yes, 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 yes. Probiotics are very, very personal. I mean, even if you go to a doctor and you say, what probiotics should I take? They'd say, well, try these for 3 months. And then if you haven't noticed that, you know, issues with bloating or anything like that has changed, then go on to a different one and then a different one. It's literally just guessing. But if you could, this is the best thing, get your stool tested and then see what exactly is the right bacteria for you, then you'll thrive. In the meantime, I would highly, highly, highly recommend that as a good prebiotic and probiotic, go and get some fulvic minerals, you know, the 50 mil fulvic minerals in the Powerfully Pure range. Literally just add a couple of drops. You only need 7 drops a day. And this has got all of the organic matter that we need. It's all the stuff, it's all from organic soil. I get it from Scotland, where the water is really pure as well. And it's mixed with Scottish water from organic lands. And basically, when you have that, you're helping your gut biome, the microbiome in the gut. So you're helping to replenish it. Yes, you will still need to ideally get the probiotic strands that are good for you. But worst case scenario, if you're combining the fulvic minerals and then going to a shop and body checking all of their, you know, their probiotics, then that would be good enough, or that would suit you for the time being until you get your stool sample sorted, because that in itself could take 6 weeks.
I've been every morning now I'm body testing every single vitamin.
Good.
And every day it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just taking the ones that I get a positive body test for, and the rest I'm leaving. Good. Which is really, it's just every day I do a different combination.
That's perfect, because your body knows what it wants, and there's no point, you know, if you have too much medicine, for example, it becomes toxic, it becomes poison.
Yeah.
The same with our supplements. We don't need to be overly taking them. Listen to the body. If you've got a moment to body test, which I highly recommend, and the more you do it, as you know, the faster your body gets that feedback.
It's really quick. It takes a couple of seconds.
Yeah, exactly. You just zone in, bam, bam, bam. So I'd highly recommend everyone do that.
I was going to, in terms of body testing, do you mean some of the work of Donna Eden, where she says put the food in front of you? I mean, I'm not sure what you mean.
So just pretend that this is a supplement. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it'd be a bit smaller, but hey, you can also get, you might be body testing some kombucha and seeing if that works for you. So this is what you do is you stand up, your feet parallel, so your energy is neutral, and you bring the product to your heart, right in the center of your chest. So close your eyes and ask, is this good for my fertility now? And you'll either lean forward or you'll lean back. If you go to side or around in circles, it means you've got some other stuff going on unconsciously. You're not clear with your question. So just repeat the question. The more you lean forward, like a big push, like it's lots of weight on the toes, it's a big yes. If it's just a little push, it's a little yes. If it's a big push back, then definitely you do not need that right now. Now, what is interesting with this, sometimes there are supplements you might be taking which have some synthetics, or they have nasties like magnesium stearate, which is the lubricant that they put on the machine to make it, you know, produce it faster. But if your body's that desperate for those supplements, you'll still lean forward. But when you find perhaps the same supplement in a purer form, your body will be pushed forward. Like I'm sure many of you have experienced where it's like a big push. It's like something's just pushed you from behind. It's not dangerous, but it's something you can do, like with not just your supplements, but say you're wondering, should I have some eggs? I don't know if I feel like eggs. Body test. Mm. What fruit do I need right now? What vegetable? I can't decide between pumpkin and sweet potato. I mean, both are great for fertility. So you just body test and see which one your body will benefit from at that moment.
Thank you. Also, I sent you a link to a product. I think his name is called Dr. Mercola.
Yes,
and he does his own folate.
Yes,
product, and I wasn't sure if it was correct because it didn't have a vegan or a vegetarian capsule. But is that okay? Does it matter?
It's up to you. If you feel okay with it not being vegetarian or vegan, then it's okay.
Okay.
If you know, if that turns your guts, because some people it really does upset them, then it's not going to work because you've got too much resistance.
Oh no, I didn't. I just thought that it was better to have capsules with vegan or vegetarian. I didn't mind. I just didn't know if it was a problem. But I thought, why would he create a product? Yeah, but I mean, if I just wanted to know what your opinion was. If you think he's a good brand, because his science behind them tablets looks amazing.
Yeah, Dr. McCall is very, very good.
Yeah,
very
I think I'm going to get his brand there. I just wanted to check that out with you. Okay.
Yeah. I think he's great. He does a lot of good work. I have gone to buy some of his products myself. And when I went through some of the ingredients, I was a bit disappointed. But I know he has an amazing science behind it. So, it's up to you. I mean, it's not going to do you harm.
Yeah.
But energetically, when you're consuming animal-based products, if that animal has suffered, mm-hmm. you're bringing in the suffering when you ingest that product. Mm-hmm. So 100% bless everything that you have anyway. And mm-hmm. it's really simple. Just wave your hand over it and say love and gratitude, because the water that's in there, the molecular structure of the water will flourish, and that will help you and the cellular structure of what you're consuming to work well with your cellular structure, especially if you say, I bless this to improve my fertility. I bless this for my nourishment, for, you know, you instruct what you want it to do.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And also, you mentioned that we need to have lots of energy for fertility.
Yes.
So I know what foods to have to detox myself, and I know the supplements to get what you've mentioned. However, when it comes to food to give me that energy, I struggle a little bit. So if there was three foods you thought you need to have this for your energy, what would it be? I mean, you mentioned like sweet potato and pumpkin, but I'm not, I don't know, I seem to not eat that much, but I need to eat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want nutrient-dense food. So kale is nutrient-dense.
Right.
Raspberries are very good for fertility. They're nutrient-dense, and they're not classified as sugar in the body. Very good for female fertility.
What was that, sorry?
Raspberries.
Well, oh, raspberries, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You could also, you know, venture into mushrooms. Having mushrooms are very good for you, for the iron, having them raw or having them cooked. Spinach is good, but again, you want to be rotating your greens. My favorite green is silver beet. I just love it, can't get enough of it. But you want to be having, honestly, a mixture between raw and cooked, unless you have issues with digestion and things like that. But ideally, the raw food has the life force energy still. And that's helping because there's no heartbeat in your gut. So there's nothing that's pushing the food through except the live energy of that live food. So you're going to do much better on live food, raw food, than cooked. But you can have lightly steamed. There are lots of benefits for that because it does crack open the cell for easy digestion. Mm-hmm. And remember, the easier it is to digest, the less energy you're going to be exerting.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why we love the marine phytoplankton from the Powerfully Pure range, because it doesn't even need digestion. It just penetrates the blood-brain barrier, goes straight, literally, into the body, and there's no energy needed for absorption.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
So start to monitor. When you guys eat stuff, how do you feel after you eat it? If it's really tiring for you, then that's obviously churning up a lot of energy, making your body burn up a lot of energy, where you need more energy for fertility, not as much for digestion. So start monitoring what makes me feel good, what's making me bloat. And it's the funniest things, because even for me, sometimes first thing in the morning, I'll like some, if I'm having a sweet craving, I'll have berries because they're not classified as sugar. Mm-hmm. And then when I have blueberries on an empty stomach, my stomach just bloats. So I'm thinking, I know that they're good for me, they're organic, but for some reason, my body's just not digesting them.
Mm-hmm.
So watch what's happening for you on that personal level. That's really important.
Is molasses okay to drink, or is that sugar? I never understand if molasses is good.
It is sugar. There are nutritional benefits to molasses. So again, if you're craving it, for a reason.
Okay.
Have it in small amounts, but body test it. And if you are having if you're having sugary things, have it ideally after 12 o'clock, like after midday. Your body will absorb it better then.
Right.
Try to hold off on carbs and sugars till midday. And that's also a good practice for when you're pregnant, to minimize getting gestational diabetes. So you'd hold off on having a banana ideally until midday. It depends on your glucose levels and blood glucose levels. You know, it's just blood sugar levels.
So in terms of bananas then, I like to have them in my smoothies. So should I have my smoothie in the afternoon then?
Well, see how you go. Because if your blood sugar's okay, you're not going to get a huge spike. So maybe you're going to thrive on having a smoothie with banana in the morning. Monitor how you feel and monitor how hungry you are. If you're quite hungry throughout the day, then that means that your sugar levels are completely spiked and you think that you're hungry, but you're not. Often when we've had too much sugar and the body's trying to metabolize it, we think that we're hungry because we get hunger pangs, or it feels like hunger pangs, but they're not. It's your body's breaking down the sugar. So start monitoring.
Monitor. Okay.
Yeah. Now, someone did ask a good question about raspberries. Do they have to be organic? 100% yes. Is frozen okay? Yes. Frozen's okay, but it has to be organic. Otherwise, you've got all the herbicides, fungicides, pesticides on there. And I was listening to a really fascinating speaker today, Dr. Bush, and he was actually saying, you know, when we're having exposure to herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, it actually means that we are more susceptible to coronavirus and other viruses. It's really that dangerous. So we want to minimize, you know, it's either organic berries or no berries.
Do you know anywhere where we can get organic frozen berries? I'm just thinking over the winter months, because obviously they're really hard to get, they're quite hard to get anyway, raspberries and strawberries, but is there anywhere that sells that, do you know?
Yes, you can get cheaper ones just for cost of convenience. I get my frozen ones through Ocado and also through Planet Organic. You can check their websites. You might find them, the same product sold cheaper somewhere else, but have a look at those brands.
Great, thank you.
Not all the ones in Ocado are organic, but look at the organic ones that they do sell. And you could always, what I do is I contact companies and I say, can I set up a wholesale account? And you just buy like a whole lot, freeze a whole lot. And a lot of companies are happy with that. If you've got the freezer space.
Okay. Well, that's handy. Thank you.
Yeah. You're very welcome. Very welcome. A couple more questions. What is it again? Can you spell it, that sugar thing? Molasses? Was that it? Molasses. I wouldn't recommend you go out and have molasses unless you are craving it. It does have B vitamins, which is great, but body test it. I would find it somewhere and body test it, or you know, look at all the benefits it has and weigh it up, because sugar is not ideal for fertility. It's really not.
Oh yeah. So then I was going to ask you then regarding sugar honey. My friend has like a bee. A beehive, and they gave me lots of honey back from Romania, and I was just thinking, is that all right to eat, because it's sugar? I get confused with all this sugar stuff.
Yeah, that's a good question. If you have candida issues, thrush, etc., then I would recommend avoiding honey. If you don't have sugar issues like thrush, then you can still have it. I do know that there are some IVF clinics, not many, who are au fait with nutrition and who even say to my clients, get off the honey.
Okay.
Just during the IVF procedure. So, honey has its benefits. Local honey is going to be beneficial because it's going to give you the antibodies you need and prevent you getting allergies, allergic reactions to things. In addition to that, the whole beehive honey, which is what we've got in the Powerfully Pure range, has propolis, royal jelly, bee pollen. These are all superfoods. So it's made in very small batches. They care for the bees. It's not destructive. So you've got a real positive energy when you're having it. And they recommend a spoonful a day because that has actually helped a number of women get pregnant. It's not as sweet as normal honey, and it's raw and it's in a glass jar. So if the honey that you've got is raw, unprocessed, ideally in glass, okay, Romania's, did you say it was in Romania, from Romania?
Yeah, you came back from Romania, yeah.
It's not local to you, but it's still going to have some medicinal properties. Now, honey never goes off, so just body test it.
Yeah.
See if that's what your body needs that day.
Yeah. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I just quickly ask about the fertility honey.
Yeah.
I read that you're not supposed to like put boiling water on it. I mean, I would quite like to drink it like in warm lemon drink, but I mean, is like off boiled water okay? Like just...
I just add an inch of cold water, room temperature water,
right.
and then the hot water, and then I put the honey. Because hot water will destroy the properties of any...
Yeah, that's what I read, yeah.
So, good question. Just add an inch of room temperature water.
Then boiling water would then be okay. Great.
Yeah, very welcome. Or, if you're mixing things with like honey and nut milk, if you're wanting, because I find actually as a little dessert treat, if I'm having a sugar craving, I will personally have slippery elm with a bit of nut milk and some hot water and sometimes some honey. And that's just something quite nice. When you have a sugar spike sometimes after a meal, you think, I don't want to eat dessert. That's what's very good, because the slippery elm just make sure the bowels are regular and it tastes really quite nice.
Right.
Romy, I like what you said. I am a fan of Magenta Pixie as well. So the book that you said to everyone, you said, I found this book that goes deeply into nutrition and balancing karma. I found it very aligned with what we're discussing right now. Lessons from a Living Lemuria by Magenta Pixie. So thank you for sharing that. And yes, there is an energetic resonance with everything. So even if you're getting your fruits and vegetables from a company where they don't care about their staff and the staff are disgruntled and there's all this kind of negative energy, you're still consuming that, but you can transmute it. So that's why the power of blessing your food literally transforms it. So always, always bless it. I know it's sometimes hard to remember to do it, but it's so simple. Just even as you're eating it, like if you're out in public, you could just say to yourself, thank you so much for all of the beautiful life forms that have sacrificed themselves for me. And I'm going to be drawing in all this nutrition to feed my cells and to continue life here on earth, or something like that. Like whatever you feel like saying, but just having that gratitude and helping to reprogram it for you is really important. And when talking about karmic things. Certain animals have a higher vibration, so you shouldn't be eating them. So tuna shouldn't really be eaten because of the amount of dolphins that get killed for tuna, the tuna industry. And dolphins and whales, cats and dogs have, and horses have very, very high frequency. So you should never be consuming them. You know, or even any Japanese people that are watching this, don't consume whale meat. Like it's so sacred. The lower vibrational animals, seafood, so the crustaceans, the fish, then lamb and goat, and chicken, then lamb and goat. They're all hovering around a lower vibration, which means you won't have so much karma to dispel or to balance when you're consuming them. Deer or venison and cows, they have a higher level of consciousness, and so then you would be bringing in more karmic issues. So for me, when I'm craving meat, I will go for lamb. But it's completely up to you. You know, like, don't ever eat anything that you don't like. Don't force yourself to eat meat if you don't like to. What is becoming more and more popular is bone broth. But a lot of the bone broth is from beef. They have a higher karmic resonance. So we really want to be, you know, thanking those cows, those sacred beings, and trying to get bone broth, like chicken broth would be better because it's got a lower karmic vibration.
Would you not therefore recommend like collagen, bovine collagen supplements?
Well, if they're from
grass-fed, would that be okay?
Grass-fed, I mean, if they're killed humanely, I mean, it's still taking another's life, and every being on this planet has the right to live. So, you know, in the traditional ways of, say, like the indigenous peoples of Australia and American Indians, what happens is when they go hunting, they communicate with that animal. And often that animal will either go, okay, yeah, I give up. You can have me. Or, you know, they can choose when they want to die. Like sheep just choose when they want to die. Dolphins choose when they want to die. Not that I'm saying we're going to eat dolphins, but there's that higher level of consciousness and communion that you can have with them. So, you know, it's up to you with what feels right. For me, consuming bovine capsules turns my guts a little bit, because obviously people are out to make a lot of money. I don't know the welfare of that animal. Grass-fed is always better than grain-fed, but it's like it needs to be the whole thing.
Okay, thank you.
A quick question from Catherine. What about organic raspberries with organic yogurt? Yeah, I mean, if you want to have that in the morning or even as a dessert, the yogurt itself is actually classified as sugar because milk, well, especially cow's milk, has casein, and casein's the sugar. So milk has casein's the protein and lactose is the sugar. So you've got the sugar element that you're consuming. So I'd still try to hold off until midday, ideally. But again, if you're in this habit and you enjoy having this food in the morning, then that's fine. Like, it's all about your enjoyment. That's the number one thing. But it's monitoring as well how your body's responding to that. So if you don't mind when you eat it, see what it's like when you consume that in the morning, after 12, or in the evening.
I'm actually liking it for dessert.
Perfect. Because I would say push it more if you can toward the dessert end.
Yeah. I'm having like like an omelette with spinach and tomatoes or mushroom for breakfast. Or a muesli. I'm making my own muesli.
Beautiful. If you had that omelette without the without the tomatoes, you would be in fat burn mode. So if you could pull the tomatoes out and maybe have them.
I have the tomatoes on the side. That's if I have tomatoes.
Yes, if you have tomatoes.
It depends what I've got.
So if you want to hold off on the tomatoes until after midday, your body will be in sugar burn mode and fat burn mode up until that point. So that's what we want. We don't, as soon as you start integrating some sugar, then your body's not going to burn fat and it's only going to focus on burning sugar. And the body holds a lot of toxins in fat. So we want it to be in fat burn mode as long as possible. So, you know, if you don't have the mushrooms and you want to have the tomatoes, that's fine. But if you do have both, try just holding off on any kind of fruit that's not a berry. or that's not lemon in the morning.
Okay.
And with regards to the yogurt, sheep and goat is better for humans to digest than cows. Okay. I know in the UK we have delicious sheep and goat, but I haven't tasted delicious sheep and goat in Australia. It's a little more sour.
Yeah, the ones I have too.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my dad's like, you can just taste that goat hair. Yeah.
So, sorry, just for clarity then.
Yeah.
In terms of the morning, ideally you should not be eating sugary fruits. Have more like so does apple consider a sugary fruit?
Yes.
So what's not a sugary fruit?
What's not is lemon, berries, olives and avocado.
Oh, olives, berries. Okay.
And if anyone is suffering with candida, you know, bouts of thrush, etc., that is the only fruit you can have for about 6 weeks.
Ooh.
Until the body can help to restabilize itself.
Okay.
And they're all very good for fertility. They are all fertility foods.
Is coconut yogurt okay to have organic?
Yes, but have a look at the ingredients, because there are some out there that are filled with potato and corn, and you're going, I don't want to consume that. I just want coconut. So just double check that it is a pure coconut that you're having, because coconut is very good for fertility. Good fats in there.
Yeah,
just what we need.
Thank you.
Pleasure, beautiful lady. So let us discuss a couple of things. I just want to recap on the last few points from last week. Now, I did a video yesterday that I highly recommend, of which I did send out in the newsletter, which you should have received about 18 hours ago, I'm thinking, or 15 hours ago. So if you didn't receive it, please save support@awakeningfertility.com as a contact in your emails, because there is a high junk rate of emails going through. But you can also check out the Awakening Fertility YouTube channel. The latest video on there talks about what to do when everyone else around you is getting pregnant and you're not, and how to deal with those feelings of guilt, how to deal with feelings, the guilt around not being fully happy for other people, how to believe that you will actually fall pregnant. So have a look at that video, but we have touched on this quite a bit. And of course, everyone who's signed up to get the Become Baby Ready course, which you can sign up to receive at any time, that will be available to you guys from next week onwards, because I feel that you've got a good foundation of what we're already talking about. But have a look at that, because that is key, because our minds, our thoughts influence what's happening on a physiological level. So it's really important you get your thoughts and emotions around anything that you're finding difficult with. So for example, you cannot draw to you that which you are upset about. Okay, so what I wanted to do today was to talk about things like what causes brain fog and lethargy and how to overcome them. Now, it's due to toxic exposure normally, and that could be from sugar, which can cause candida issues, and that's a really common symptom, a brain fog and lethargy. If you're exposing yourself to heavy metals, which is what we get, it's in the air that we breathe, it's in amalgam fillings, it's in canned food, it's in herbicides, fungicides, pesticides, in conventional food. It's in a lot of, like even having drink bottles and certain cookware that's not ideal, like that kind of stuff can flake off and cause heavy metal toxic exposure. So there is a massive link between heavy metal toxicity and fertility issues. There's a massive link between heavy metal toxicity and things like fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue. So it does have a massive impact on your body. So please, 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 I do recommend that you do a cleanse for heavy metals. It's very easy to have. You can have it first thing in the morning. The one that we have in the Powerfully Pure range, for example, it has the zeolite, which is magnetic. It draws all of the metals to it. It then mops everything up with the bentonite clay, which is all organic. And then you have the psyllium husk, which is blended in with it, which just pushes it through the colon nice and quick. Because once we've got it mobilized. We want it out of the body. So it's very easy. You just add it with some lemon juice, add it with your MSM in the morning, drink it down. You just need to drink it quite quickly. So you wouldn't have a hot lemon and MSM or hot lemon drink. You'd have it as room temperature and drink it, and then follow with a drink of water as well, just to make sure you're flushing everything out. It's that simple. It'll give you a lot more energy. Other reasons why we get brain fog and lethargy is toxic exposure, which again, you get from processed foods, you know, anything that is toxic due to fragrances, you know, shampoo, body washes, etc., that aren't purely clean. You know, all of these things add up and will cause brain fog and lethargy. One of the biggest things though is mold toxicity, black mold. 25% of the world's population, which I am one, is allergic to mold. So you literally are flawed. Like, feel what it's like in your bathroom. If you've got some black mold around the shower or something, and you're in the bathroom for a little while, are you feeling energized, or are you feeling a bit, you know, spacey, not feeling so good, brain foggy, bit lethargic? You know, you might be allergic to that black mold. You want to get rid of that mold as best you can. But don't use bleach. Bleach is incredibly toxic for the body, and bleach is linked to breast cancer. So please, 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 anything that causes cancer is going to cause fertility issues. So stay away from bleach, and you can clean your place. It's a little laborious, but you can clean your place with using lemon or essential oil, lemon, even orange essential oil, and bicarb soda and vinegar. That will disinfect everything, clean everything. Sometimes you have to put that solution on, make it like a cream, and leave it for 24 hours because it needs time to kind of eat away. But it's incredibly gentle. And this is the kind of stuff you want to be doing anyway when baby comes along. You want to be cleaning with everything naturally and not exposing yourself to these things, which will cause brain fog and lethargy.
What's a good range for shampoos and stuff?
Oh, well, I have, for shampoos, I've gone back to using this Castile soap, which is Castille. It's called Castile soap. It's a liquid, and you can use it to wash your clothes, wash the floors, body wash, shampoo. It is very thin and watery, but it froths up very easily, and it's very gentle on the body. It doesn't have the sodium benzoates, which is toxic. It doesn't have those toxic preservatives. The fragrances it uses are natural or organic. So it uses, like almond, so it smells like marzipan, or it uses hemp or eucalyptus, you know, things that are healthy for the body. So that's what I've got back into using. You can get it from supermarkets, you can get it from health food shops. It's made in the US. You might be able to import it in bulk from the US as well.
Dr. Bronner's.
Yes, Dr. Bronner's. Yeah. It doesn't feel as amazing as conventional shampoos and body washes, but it's so good for the body. It's just not going to cause any harm. I do invest in different types of hair treatments though. Like, my conditioner is a big thing because I've got very dry hair and fine hair. So, there's different types of ones that I will use for that. So sometimes I use really clean ones, as I recommend that everyone should. And sometimes I will venture out and get conventional treatments as well. So it's up to you, but you look at what's your chemical exposure overall and try to minimize it as best you can. So for me, the two things that I do that are chemically bad, bleaching my hair and using sometimes conventional hair treatments. And then I try to use clean makeup. At the moment, I've just moved into Bare Minerals. I couldn't use them for ages, and now I've just gone back into the Bare Minerals stuff, and it seems to be fine. I think they've improved their formula. It used to not even stay on my face, and now it is. It's not the best coverage, but it's not good to have, you know. When talking about foundations, there's a lot of heavy metals in foundations, and that's, you know, the non kiss off lipsticks and things. What makes them non kiss off and the long stay foundations is lead. It's poisonous. And even, you know, expensive ranges that you're purchasing, a lot of them have lead in their makeup ranges. So you want to be avoiding these kinds of toxic heavy metals.
I use MAC.
MAC has a clean, like translucent powder.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. I've gone through that range.
Oh, no.
You can get the app called Think Dirty.
Mm.
It's got mainly American products. So you've got MAC, you can see, and they literally grade all these different like shampoos, body washes, deodorants that are on the market. And if there is a product that you would like them to look into, you take a photo of the product and you take a photo within the app, you take a photo of the barcode as well, and then they'll get back to you in like 6 weeks or something, which is not ideal, but it's not bad either. But they're continually extending the range that they deal with. But it's worth knowing, you know, and it's also worth, because I don't know about you guys, but when you go to put makeup on, sometimes you think, oh gosh, is this like disgusting? You know, is it really doing a lot of harm? And it makes you feel disgusting putting it on. So you want to be able to put it on and feel good and still feel clean and still know that your body is being looked after.
I find Anika Organic is pretty good. They do a really good mascara, which took me years to find.
Oh, could you share that into the fertility help group? Like anyone with any kind of good tips like this that everyone can benefit from, please. Like if you've got a favorite thing that's, you know, any kind of makeup range. It's one of my most asked questions. What's the makeup ranges you recommend? And it's like, I haven't tried them all. I go through the ingredients and you, not only do they have to be good ingredients, but they need to be able to stay on your face and not leak everywhere. And you know what I mean? So that's everything's got to come into balance. So I'm hoping.
I use Bare Minerals foundation, but I've got a few Anika other things, and Nude by Nature is an Australian brand, I think.
I haven't heard of it.
A couple of bits from them as well.
So. Please share all the stuff that you guys recommend. This would be so helpful to everybody.
What was that one called? Manika?
Anika, I-N-I-K-A.
Oh, thank you.
Anika Organic.
If you guys are all members of the Fertility Help Group, the Facebook group, it's a private group, so your friends and family won't see you on there, but that's a really good platform to just post up, you know, what do you think of these ingredients, and this is something I recommend, and this is something that I like to use, and then I can always triple check it for you as well. And you know, at the end of the day, it's really hard to get perfect makeup, but if you found it, that's awesome. So thank you so much for sharing some stuff.
Yeah, bit on there. Yeah.
So let's move on to the next topic, which is what to do when suffering from miscarriages. Okay, there are many reasons why miscarriages happen. And you really do need to be open to all of them, because it could be spiritual, it could be physical, and it could be somewhere in between, or it could be both. It's also, you know, you have free will and baby has free will throughout this whole process. So knowing that there's also sacred contracts at play, which we don't have memory of. You know, we don't remember choosing our parents per se. Some children do remember, and they do tell their parents. It's quite fascinating. I don't remember anyway, but I do believe it.
My daughter told me that when she was just a seed, she hoped she would have a mummy like me. Just out of nowhere. She just said out of nowhere.
And you're like, wow. Yeah.
It was amazing, yeah.
Yeah. She hoped that she had a mummy like you.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go. And you hoped you had a beautiful daughter like her.
Yeah.
That beautiful match. And that's the thing. You know, I spoke to a lady the other day when I was at the beach, and she said, my son told me when he was 4, you know, I chose you, mum. I chose you to be my mum. And even now that he's 18, he says, yeah, well, you know, I still have that recollection, and that's my knowing. And so anyway, it's not about having certain beliefs. It's about being open to different realities and knowing that maybe your baby and you had a soul contract that child would only experience life in your womb. It never, ever, ever wanted to be incarnate here on planet Earth. And you would have said yes. Now, for women that have had multiple miscarriages and really you don't want to go through anymore and the pain and the suffering is enough, you have free will to then change that covenant and to say to your future spirit babies, I'm not holding the space anymore for you to experience life just in my womb. And that's your free will, and that is okay. And you can commune and say, if another spirit is meant to come after you, please bring them forward now. And that's okay. You know, you have total control. You don't need a medium to come in and step in and do this for you. You have control. The thing is, you need to get into the correct meditative state with the correct energy hygiene, which simply is you ground yourself. You bring your energy into the earth because you are a woman of the earth. You're here invited by Mother Earth. You need to work with earth energies at all times. So you ground your energy into her, which you do through your intention. You can also do through angelic assistance with your guides, your ancestors. I use also Archangel Michael. And then you, when you feel grounded, you feel present and you command no future thoughts, no past thoughts, just be in the here and the now. You then want to disconnect from these other cordings and codings that don't serve your highest good anymore. So I disconnect. I ground, or I am grounded. I disconnect, or I am disconnected. And you disconnecting from these codings and cordings are pulling your attention away. So you need to be present. You then have a bubble of protection. So I protect, or I am protected. And you already have this energy field around you anyway. So just putting a barrier of protection. It could be all these angels standing around you. It could be a color. It could be a metal. It could be whatever you want, whatever you want. But you don't make it out of fear. It's just called energy hygiene. You know, when you go out and it's raining and you wear protective gear, you're not doing it out of fear. You're just doing it to protect you. You need to have that same kind of energy. Do not do any of this in a fear state. Fear will draw the dark to you. And that's not your natural state. You are entering your divine, powerful state in a state of love, because that's you. You are unconditional love and you are God, and you're just going into that realm of alignment. So you have the love, you have the grounding, you have the protection. You're disconnected from anything else. And then you command who you want to speak to. And you check three times. You must hear a yes by the third time, because it is lawful and everybody adheres to the laws of nature who are in the spiritual realm. So by the third time you ask the question, you have to be told the truth. So you check, so, you know, something along the lines of, I call forward my baby from the light, must be from the light, okay? Otherwise you're calling forward your baby from the darkness, and sometimes there are those elements at play too. So calling forward my child of the light, my baby of the light, my next soul, spirit child, whatever you want to call it. And then when you hear the third yes, you then commune with them and say, if we had a pact, a soul contract, where you'd only experience life just within my womb, but never be birthed, can we change that now? I no longer agree to that. So you can either find someone else, or maybe in another lifetime, but I will reconsider that at another stage. But right now, you're no longer welcome just to inhabit my womb if you're not coming to life. So if that's the case, please move aside and bring in your fellow sibling who, you know, help them to come through, because I'm ready for them now. Now is the only time word you can use, because that's, it, you know, time is actually a combination of past, present, and future all at once. And we don't have linear time anywhere else. So we need to communicate with the time that they understand, which is now. And you are ready now. You're open to miracles now. Okay? So you choose. You have free will. You can rewrite whatever you like, because this is your life and you're completely autonomous with this. The other thing is, when you do commune with a baby spirit who is ready to come down now, just check with them. Are they ready to come down now? If not, what do you need to do so that they are ready now? And say to them, I am ready now. Do you feel I'm ready now? And they might say, no, you need to do this or that or whatever it may be. So have that beautiful space. And it's not your head making things up. Okay. Does anyone have any questions about this?
Yes, I was going to ask, What if you wanted to have more than one child, like you wanted twins? Is it possible to say I want twins or not twins, or is it all right to say I want to have a boy and a girl? I mean, I've never done this before. It's quite wonderful to hear all of this, you know?
Of course it is.
Like, just to have twins and just, you know,
get it over and done with. Like,
yeah, that's it.
Instant family. Yeah, I've never had more people in my entire life want to manifest twins than in 2020. So you have the power. This is your life. This is your body. There are twins that want to come down. There are children that are so desperate to come down. So if that's what you desire, then that's what you command. That's what you commune about. That's what you expect. And that's what you allow to happen. You don't keep strangling the energy. You commune. You trust it is happening. You can assign other angels, other guides, other ancestors to make it happen too. You're not here to do any hard work, but you're here to delegate. And you have the biggest untapped resource known to man, which is the angelic realm, at your service. So you work on that level, because everything is happening on the spiritual level way before it happens on the physical.
Yeah.
So you command that. And you can say, I would love a boy and a girl. You can even say which order, boy first, then girl, whatever you want. Happy, healthy, in this lifetime. I'm ready to be pregnant now. Are you both ready to come now? What do I need to do to make sure you are ready now? Is there anything I need to do? And listen to the answers that come up. And sometimes it seems obvious. It's worth you writing it down, having a pen and paper at hand during your meditations, because sometimes it's just like so much information coming through. And you can go back into that meditative state or stay longer in that meditative state and keep communing, asking questions, you know, aligning yourself with your higher self, the aspect of you that knows all truth. You can use blues, which is the color of communication, to help you. You can bring in magenta light, which is from the ruby crystalline, so it helps with that love vibration to help bring in more clarity. You can, you know, when you're calling in your higher self in the light of highest truth, ask for more clarity. And it doesn't have to be just in that meditative sitting. Tell them that, you know, you're open to receiving the signs and the symbols over the next week or so, or the next month. But say to them, please keep repeating, make it really clear. Make these signs really obvious. And don't go into strangling the energy when you want it so much, you can block it. It's about trusting that this communion works, that you have the ability to commune on this level because you do. This is your natural state. You can get other people to do it for you, yes. That isn't 100% empowering though. Sometimes it's a fast track. Sometimes you think, okay, I'll do it, and then I might get someone else to check it. That's fine too, but you do have the answers within. And the more you can stoke your solar plexus, your self-confidence, then the clearer these messages will be that are coming through from your third eye chakra, from your intuitive guidance system. So you're bringing the information through the third eye and also through your crown chakra. Now, for those of you that resonate with Kuan Yin, she's resonating at the eighth chakra. Her color is pearl. So you can be bringing in her divine guidance as well.
Who's that?
Kuan Yin.
Yeah.
So give that one a go, guys. I want to hear how that goes between now and next week. If you feel uncomfortable, if you feel uneasy, then let me know. I can talk you through. If you get scared, if you see an image which scares you, don't give your power away to it. It means you're a very enlightened, bright being that the dark enjoy harvesting and enjoy keeping you small, because you have so much potential. You're extremely juicy. So they like to scare you, and they like you not to self-actuate. So I want you to not get scared about what you see. Anything that doesn't feel at ease and grace, just literally, it's like a fluorescent lime green, a bit like this, you know, on cartoons, that slime color, that lime green vacuum, just send them straight up to source. straight up to the light. They don't want to go to the light. They're not of the light. Well, they are of the light. They've chosen not to be of the light anymore, which is their free will. And you're letting everything know that if it comes to you that you don't feel easy about, you're going to send them straight to the light. If they're from the light, they're not going to be scared to go back. And if they are of the dark, they're going to learn not to mess with you because you'll send them straight to the light. And when you're communing with spirit, they don't understand when you are begging or thinking that they're higher than you, because they're not. So it's very confusing for them. And when there's confusion, you won't get what you want because there's confusion with your question. So how can they give you exactly what you want? So you must be really crystal clear with what it is that you want. So make your decision. And I also like to work with Archangel Raphael. He is the Archangel of Abundance. He works with the color emerald, but he can only work when you are crystal clear. And he says, you know, so many of us are manifesting what we want, but it's all fuzzy and gray. It's like, I can't work with that. You can't have any murkiness. Be crystal clear and stand by what it is you desire, because you're benefiting these children. The more children you can have as this awakened earth angel that you are, the better it is for humanity and for them. So it's not like there's a shortage. You just need to step into your power and command what it is you want, because you can have what you want if you believe it and you open yourself up to receive it. Looking also at the physicality of why you might be miscarrying. So it might be that you don't have enough energy in either your eggs, your womb, or your partner's sperm. If there's an energy deficiency, it's not going to function to its full capability. So they do say that miscarriages in the first trimester, according to traditional Chinese medicine, is due to sperm health. Sperm health is very easy to fix. The most damaging thing for sperm is Wi-Fi, radiation. So that's really key. And we want to be energizing our partner sperm as much as possible. So that can be done through nutrition. That can be done through not overheating their testicles. They're not, no hot baths, no hot yoga, nothing synthetic, no, you know, laptops on laps, no telephones in pockets, etc. But also, if you're looking for that natural fertility, natural pregnancy solution, you want to be making love in a way that they are super excited. The more energized they are when making love, that sperm is an extension of their energy. So the more vigorous the sperm, so the easier it is for it to hit target. Antidepressants affect sperm health. Marijuana affects sperm health. Drinking alcohol slows the sperm down. But the drugs that I was mentioning, be it legal or not legalized yet, can make the sperm go in the wrong direction. It just is, it's just confused. It isn't actually being drawn to that magnetic pull of the egg. So when you're making love as well, certain hormones are released that are very, they suck. They're like, they cause a lot of magnetism towards you. So when you're doing assisted fertility, I highly recommend that you guys are making love in a really enjoyable way, so that your body creates the sex hormones that cause that sucking sensation. And then if you're, you know, working in with embryo transfer, you're doing it in a way where if you were logically, naturally having sex and making love, that the embryo would enter the womb around the same time. So you want to still be making love as much as possible, basically, all through that time. And for women that don't have partners and that are purchasing the sperm, I do recommend masturbation at these times, because this, we are a sexual universe. We are sexual beings, and we need to have those sexual juices ignited to help minimize miscarriage. The other thing you can do is make sure that your womb is elasticized. So you're having vitamin C. You know, camu is brilliant, which is why it's in a lot of the Powerfully Pure superfoods. You get energy, the right balances of energy and the right balances of vitamin C to help the elasticity of the womb, which means when the embryo comes down, the womb's going to open up. There's going to be sufficient lining, which acts like a baby's blanket, which helps to nurture and anchor the embryo in, which then will flourish into your healthy baby. You need to also...
Sorry, Fiona, what was that? The one you said from Powerfully Pure?
Vitamin C. So all of the vitamin C's in the Powerfully Pure range combine the right amounts of, you know, camu, there's rose hips, there's all these other things that you need to help the womb lining get thick enough and be elasticized. However, after the 2-week wait, or when you find out you're pregnant, you stop all vitamin C superfoods. You can carry on with your lemons, you can carry on with the vitamin C that you're getting in your diet, but you wouldn't have superfoods because it will continue to thicken your lining, which will then make it too stiff. We need it to be elasticized, and it can cause miscarriage. So that's why it's important that you have the right stuff to get you to the level that you want. And then when you think that you might be pregnant, you don't have to stress. You still have like a couple of weeks window, if not a couple of months. But you don't want to be overdoing the superfoods, which is going to then harden the lining. You also want to visualize your womb as your baby's bedroom. And there is a direct link between your heart and your womb. How your heart's going, if your heart's open and you just keep it open no matter what crap is thrown at you, and there's always crap thrown at all of us, even when we think we can't handle something, more stuff is thrown at us. If your heart is open, then you're in alignment and you're correct with whatever the way you're living, and you're in alignment with fertility and holding this pregnancy. If anything happens which causes you to close your heart, even if you believe you are in the right because you're protecting yourself, then you're closing off an aspect of your womb, if not the whole womb, which makes it really difficult for baby. So you must, as this enlightened being that you are, keep your heart open at all times and see that beautiful rainbow bridge between your heart and your womb, and keep making your baby's bedroom the most beautiful sanctuary, because your baby's going to feel how you feel. And it's so important that you don't give your power away to anyone anymore, because your baby needs that in the womb. You step up into your power. You keep that beautiful rainbow healing energy, because that's where we're moving to now, out of this diamond crystalline state back into this rainbow state. So, you know, think of all the colors of the rainbow. They all have a healing vibration, and that's what we want penetrating into your womb. So it's a blissful environment. And constantly commune with baby. Checking in, are you okay? Is there anything I need to have or avoid? I'm ready for you to stay. Teach me, talk to me. Make it the most sacred pregnancy you've ever had. It's really important that you don't go into fear mode, especially if you've ever had a miscarriage or you're worried, oh my goodness, what if I do miscarry? And, you know, you just don't even think like that. Never think about what you don't want. What's happened in the past has happened in the past, and it could have been a spiritual reason. It could have been because you had that soul contract and that baby never, ever, ever intended to come through. Maybe it's the same soul. Maybe it's just coming with a message going, Mom, come on, you're nearly there, you're nearly there. I'm still here. I'm still ready. So there's all these wonderful things at play, and this is about a time for you to not be in lack. Everything's happened for a reason. You're not fully aware of what these reasons are just yet, but you've got the ability to dive into meditation, commune with past spirits, present spirits, and work on that level. This is your birthright. This is your innate skill, gift, and talent to do. So ask baby, is everything ready physically for you? If not, what do I need to do? Are you ready now? You can't ask any other time word. Ask baby, am I ready now? I feel ready now. Am I ready now? Listen to the responses. And you might get it as a feeling. You might get a feeling later on. It doesn't have to be instant. And then you can always commune with baby later and say, was this the message you were giving me? You can always meditate using a candle. When you use a candle, it ignites the third eye. Candles are gold, which is the color of the solar plexus. So again, you're working with boosting your self-confidence to listen to the messages. Plus, you're activating your intuitive guidance system, your pineal gland, which you need to make sure you're not calcifying. If you want these divine messages, you've got to get off fluoride toothpaste and make sure you're not drinking tap water that has fluoride in. Otherwise, your your gland, pineal gland, is calcifying and not going to work properly. You can open it. You can open it through different meditations, and healing practitioners can help you too. But it's just so much easier that you don't block it with toxic exposure.
Can I just ask about fluoride toothpaste? I came off it 5 years ago when I first worked with you. And then last year I'd never had a filling before. Last year I had three.
And you think it's due to the lack of fluoride?
Well, I'd never had a filling in my life before. So I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty sure.
What are your vitamin D levels like?
Okay.
You've had them tested? Yeah?
Yeah, like 6 months ago, within normal range. So I started fluoride toothpaste again. I don't swallow it or anything. It's obviously just topical, but...
I want you to body test that toothpaste, and I want you to meditate on that. Because usually the fluoride that's in the toothpaste is a runoff from the chemical industry. Fluoride is naturally occurring in tea, in tannins like tea, in certain vegetables. You can have a look at vegetable-rich fluoride. That's natural sources of fluoride, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But the toothpaste fluoride is usually from hazardous chemicals, which are not going to be beneficial. So I would look into that. Now, if you are worried that you've got too much fluoride exposure, you'll get fluorosis, which is the white dots on the teeth.
Yeah.
You might see in other people as well. So, that's no good that you got that. I haven't heard it before, but I'm not ruling it out, but it can also be due to lack of vitamin D. You know, the bones just aren't as strong when we have a lack, but you don't have a lack of vitamin D. So,
It was just obviously, stopping fluoride then a couple of years later having three fillings.
Yeah. Well, they're not amalgam fillings, I hope.
No.
Good. Yeah. Okay. And so has your teeth health improved since you've had the fluoride toothpaste?
I have no more fillings since then.
I'd like you to meditate on it.
Okay.
Because I know you in particular have very deep meditations. Also, I know that you've got a lot of friends in the Reiki world. Maybe they could do a thing as well and see.
Is the amalgam lead fillings?
Aluminium.
Okay. I had white ones.
Okay, good. Good. Ideally, you want porcelain that don't have heavy metals in. Even crockery, you got to check the brand of crockery that you use because it could have heavy metals in.
Okay.
Please share, guys, as well, when you guys do venture into these different forms of research, and if you find something that you like, crockery is heavy metal free, then share that with others as well.
Okay. Thank you.
No worries. So I'm going to leave it here about the miscarriages. We're going to continue tomorrow with points 3 and 4, but also covering anything else. If you want to meditate, guys, between now and tomorrow, and you get messages, you get signs, you get symbols, and maybe you don't understand them, because remember, it's spirit who's non-physical trying to give you a physical message that's not necessarily in words, but sometimes in symbols. So if you want to meditate, see what comes up, write stuff down, and even if it seems really vague, like one time I was meditating and I saw eyelashes and I was like, okay, what does this mean? And then I was looking and asking and asking, and then it became camel's eyelashes. Okay, what does a camel mean to me? What does camel's sight mean to me? What do their eyelashes mean? And then I was able to understand the cryptic message. So it could be really, really weird and just... try to put words to it. Try to see what you're trying to see. For those of you who have access to my online course, look at the Show Me Me meditation, which is in module 12. It's also in the meditation library. But having a look at it, that will guide you to see some things. Otherwise, go with what you've taken from today. It's more about energy hygiene, protecting yourself. The rest is up to you. It's freestyle. But you want to ground, protect and disconnect. Command with who you're communing with. Check 3 times. And on the third time, when you hear a yes, then you carry on. If you don't get a yes on the third time, you just keep asking my baby of the light or whoever you want to be communing with. Could be one of your ancestors. Just check it is actually them. Otherwise, they can be, you could be getting misinformation. Check three times, get a yes, and then carry on. So let's carry on tomorrow. And I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.